Now, as we were discussing, Becky has got a bit of a favourite on TV, as the Radio 4 lady explained earlier on Dear Scott.
Becky said that she would like to go on it with Rupert Penry-Jones.
on a date.
Well, I thought we were talking about Celebrity Come Dine With Me.
Yes. Mm.
That's what you'd like to go on it with him with.
A date as well.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know who Rupert Penry-Jones is, he's a bit of posh totty, isn't he? He's off Spooks. He's dead now. Not in real life,
no.
Obviously.
He's got a thriving career in real life.
In the show, he's dead.
Plot spoiler alert.
Yeah, what? Sorry.
You should have put up your warning triangle before you mentioned that.
Problem is, he's actually married, isn't he, Rupert Penry-Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he married to?
Dervla Kerwin.
Oh, Dervla Kerwin.
Now that'll confuse
That's
people.
Brilliant. How long did that take you?
Thought about it.
She's Irish, is Dervla Kerwin.
Now, what's she off of?
Ballykiss Angel.
What was Ballykiss Angel about?
It was set in a pub in Ireland, wasn't it?
Okay, and what
it
happened?
It was just like village stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think right. So, yeah.
Sounds a bit boring. Was it?
Yeah, I thought it was
I can't
good.
Really remember
it's
it.
It's one of those Sunday night ones
oh,
where
okay, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't go out of your way to watch it, but once you get into it, really good.
She's got quite a nice voice. She's on those adverts,
she's
isn't
on
she?
The food adverts, yeah. You know.
Is she the... This isn't just any old mushrooms, whatever. Is that her?
Yeah, these right. Are, yeah.
Okay.
I like the way he just corrected his grammar there. This isn't any old mushroom. These are.
Right, do deliver.
So, tell us what happened. This is the next call that Chap has made. Becky keeps trying to get you back, but it doesn't work.
This isn't any old prank call. This is. So, because she has this obsession with Rupert Penry-Jones, I thought, well, it'd be quite good to get Dervla Kerwin Dervla Kerwin to ring Becky up and just warn her a little bit that she shouldn't be so...
To keep her hands off her
to
man.
To keep her hands off her man, basically. So I scoured the office upstairs for a female who could do... an Irish accent.
Now, this girl promised us that she was really good at doing an Irish accent.
So we got Fiona, and Fiona came down into this studio and phoned Becky, and I was in a different studio buzzing through into Fiona's ear, but telling her what to say.
Okay, but so Becky couldn't hear Fiona.
No, Becky, I couldn't hear
Becky couldn't hear me.
You, sorry.
She could hear Fiona.
That would be the worst prank call in the world.
That wouldn't
just
be very good.
As yours, but that would be worse.
I found a woman with an Irish accent to find Becky, but Becky couldn't hear her.
Becky can only hear you.
It was truly amazing. Right, so
anyway.
just to clear this up, though.
Sorry, I really
now,
stuffed that
now you've stuffed this up. So, there's Fiona who works upstairs who can do an Irish accent. She's pretending to be Dervla Kerwin on the phone to Becky. I'm in a different studio telling Fiona what to say. Becky can't hear me, but strangely enough, can hear Fiona stroke Dervla.
I'm so glad you explained that.
There we go.
Here it is.
Radio 1.
Hello, can I speak to Becky, please?
Hello, can I speak to Becky, please?
Speaking.
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Hello?
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Who, sorry?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Sorry, say again?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Yes.
I'm the woman off Ballykiss Angel.
I'm the woman off Ballykiss Angel.
Yes?
Now, I'll keep this brief. Stay away from my man.
No, I'll keep this brief. Stay away from my man.
Do you understand me?
Do you understand me?
My friend heard you talking about my husband on the radio.
My friend heard you talking about my husband on the radio.
Right.
You definitely know who I am.
Do you definitely know who I am?
Yes, you're the one off Ballykiss Angel.
Why are you telling everyone you want my husband?
Why are you telling everyone you want my husband?
Who is this?
I want you to apologise.
I want you to apologise.
I'm very sorry. Why am I apologising to a fake Dervla Kerwin?
I am not fake.
I'm not
busy.
Fake.
You are. Your accent's rubbish. I'm very sorry, Dervla.
I want a proper apology.
I want a proper apology.
Well, I'll apologise once I've actually done what I meant to be apologising for.
From now on, say you fancy his brother.
From now on, you've got to say you fancy his brother.
No.
Henry Penry
He's
Jones.
Not good enough.
Henry Penry.
Can I please go now?
All right, have you learned your lesson?
All right, have you learned your lesson?
Yes, I have.
Okay, all right.
All right, then.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Ta-ta, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bless Fiona, she tried, but that was rubbish.
You need to do it yourself in the future.
Do you know, I think I would have found it more believable if Chappers had done it than Irish accent.
The first rule, I think, of doing a prank call is you need to be able to say the person's name, I find.
Becky, my name's Derv LeCurlin.
Becky, my name's Derv LeCurlin.
Hey, sorry?
Derv LeCurlin.
Derv LeCurlin.
Sorry, say again?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Three times.
I kind of feel that maybe I didn't brief her.
I was going to say
properly,
that. Maybe we should
be honest.
We should have maybe run through
maybe
her name.
I should have had a proper sit-down chat with her.
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Hello?
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Bless.
From now on, you've got to say you fancy his brother.
No.
Henry Penry
He's
Jones.
Not good enough.
Henry Penry.
Oh, she tried.
Oh dear. But even though the accent was slightly dodgy, she still fell for it.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Who would fall for that?